This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with news. The headlines first. Four people killed in jeep accident in Surkhet. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda stresses collective efforts to mitigate the impacts of climate change on mountains. And Israel says it controls a strategic zone along the border between Gaza and Egypt. Now, the news in detail. Four people were killed in a jeep accident near Rata Nangla in Surkhet district early morning today. The jeep en route to Kalikot from Surkhet met with an accident at 3:55 a.m. along the Surkhet-Dailek road section. According to the district police office in Surkhet, four people travelling in the jeep died on the spot. The identity of the deceased is yet to be ascertained. Initial assessment suggests that the jeep veered off the road and fell approximately 300 meters. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has urged one and all to make more efforts to protect the mountains, keeping them free from pollution. At a program organized on the occasion of the 71st International Sagarmatha or Mount Everest Day in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal pointed out the need to engage in the protection of mountains through collaboration and coordination among all bodies concerned. The head of the government also requested all to support the government's Save Mountain, Save Humanity campaign. Prime Minister Dahal stated that with the rise in temperature due to the global effects of climate change, mountains, including Sagarmatha, are facing its consequences. The Prime Minister said there are challenges to mitigate the impacts of climate change and implement proper measures for waste management in the mountains. 71st International Sagarmatha or Mount Everest Day was marked yesterday in the memory of the first successful summit of the world's highest peak on the 29th of May in 1953. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said economic reforms would get pace along with the implementation of the budget for the coming fiscal year 2024-25. Inaugurating a building of Chautara Hospital in Sindhupalchuk yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal mentioned that the budget for the upcoming fiscal year was unveiled, targeting production and job creation. The head of the government shared that through the announcement of the budget for the coming fiscal year, Nepal has now entered a new phase of economic reforms. Finance Minister Barsamaan Poon says the government has initiated efforts for economic reforms of a new phase through the budget for the upcoming fiscal year. In his address to a discussion on the budget for the fiscal year 2024-25 organized by the Finance Ministry yesterday, Minister Poon claimed that the budget is capable of finding a path for economic reforms by assessing the real economic picture of the country. Finance Minister Poon also claimed that the new budget has pursued a policy of promoting domestic production with an emphasis on agriculture, energy and IT sectors instead of adopting scattered priorities and objectives. The newly appointed Chief Minister of Gandaki Province, Surendra Raj Pandey, has taken an oath of office and secrecy. Gandaki Province Chief Dili Raj Bhatta administered the oath to Chief Minister Pandey yesterday. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pandey formed a three-member cabinet inducting Bindu Kumar Thapa and Dr. Tej Raj Gurung. The Supreme Court on Monday issued a mandamus order to appoint Pandey as the Chief Minister, determining that the vote of confidence received by the CPN-UML Parliamentary Party leader Khagraj Adhikari was unlawful. Pandey resigned from the post on 3rd of April after the government he was leading fell into minority following the withdrawal of CPN Maoist Centre's support. Nepal has expressed its solidarity with the Antigua and Barbuda agenda for the Small Islands Developing States SIDS and called on the international community for its effective implementation. In her address to the ongoing 4th International Conference on Small Islands Developing States SIDS-4 on behalf of the Group of Least Developed Countries, Foreign Secretary Sewa Lamsal stressed the need to implement the action effectively. Meanwhile, Foreign Secretary Sewa Lamsal on Tuesday paid a courtesy call to UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres in New York. The Nepal mission to the UN in New York stated that the discussions were held on the Nepal-UN partnership, Nepal's graduation from the LDC category the United Nations' contribution to Nepal's development efforts and issues related to climate change, among others. Nepal has stressed the need to build a robust health system. Addressing the 77th World Health Assembly in Geneva on Tuesday, Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Yadav underscored the pivotal role of the international community and aid agencies in pandemic prevention, preparedness and response and international health regulations to ensure a robust health system. On the occasion, he highlighted the progress achieved by Nepal in health sectors over the last two decades, particularly in life expectancy and maternal and child survival. While expressing satisfaction over the successful immunization program, the health minister raised concern about inequality in healthcare services. Israeli Ambassador to Nepal Hanan Kotir called on Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Hit Bahadur Tamang at the ministry in Singhadarbar yesterday. Minister Tamang's secretariat said matters related to bilateral diplomatic relations and mutual support and cooperation in international multilateral diplomatic forums were discussed during the meeting. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The Israeli military says it has taken control over a strategic zone along the border between Gaza and Egypt, known as the Philadelphia Corridor. As reported by the BBC, a spokesperson for the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said that about 20 tunnels used by Hamas to smuggle weapons into Gaza had been found there. The Philadelphia Corridor is a buffer zone, only about 100 meters wide in parts, which runs along the Gaza side of the 13-kilometer border with Egypt. Egypt has previously said it had destroyed cross-border tunnels, making any weapons smuggling impossible. Israel has insisted that it must take Rafah to achieve victory in the war triggered by Hamas's unprecedented attack on the country on 7th October. Tensions between Egypt and Israel have heightened since Israeli forces took control of the Gazan side of the Rafah crossing point 3 weeks ago as part of their offensive against Hamas. Egypt is a strong supporter of the Palestinians and has condemned Israel's military campaign in Gaza and the killing of thousands of civilians by Israel in the war. Temperatures have crossed 50 degrees Celsius in parts of northern and central India as the country grapples with extreme heat waves. According to the BBC, this week, more than 37 cities in the country recorded temperatures over 45 degrees Celsius. On Wednesday, the temperature in the capital Delhi hit a record 52.3 degrees Celsius. India's weather office has issued a severe heat wave alert for parts of the city. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of local wind, western wind and low pressure system formed in the vicinity of Bangladesh, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur in a few places in Kosi province and in one or two places of the hilly regions of the rest of the country, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province today. In the meantime, the division has stated that the possibility of excessively hot weather in the districts of Sudhir Pashim and Lumbini provinces in the upcoming days. The division has urged the residents to remain cautious to keep themselves safe from hot weather. The temperature in some areas in the western Terai has been recorded at more than 40 degrees Celsius over the past few days. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 19.1 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 33.2 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Four killed in jeep accident in Surkhet. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda stresses collective efforts to mitigate the impacts of climate change on mountains, and Israel says it controls a strategic zone along the border between Gaza and Egypt. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.
Thank you.